Let Me Love You. Chapter 13 of Sniper and Hacker by Amethystina. Read by CookieMom6067. Cougar was, if he dared say so himself, an expert on the subject of Jacob Jensen. The majority of it was due to practice. He had spent enough time in Jensen's presence to figure out most of his quirks, but he also made a special effort to remember each new thing he learned. Jacob Jensen was fascinating. They might not have started out that way. Cougar had been unimpressed by Jensen's loud talking and exuberant personality during their first couple of missions together. But as he had come to know him, well, Jensen had become quite impossible to resist. There was just something so genuine about him. He was happy and carefree and shared his enthusiasm with the world without a second thought. He was, in lack of a better word, innocent. Almost breathtakingly pure, in a way that Cougar felt drawn to, simply for how radiant Jensen was. Jensen wasn't perfect and certainly not defenseless or harmless, but he did give Cougar a sense of safety and stability that no one else could. At his core, Jensen was kind, fiercely loyal, and very protective of those he cared about. Cougar trusted Jensen to always have his best interest at heart, which allowed Cougar to lower many of the walls he had built up over the years. He had no defenses against someone like Jensen, who smiled that soft smile of his and touched Cougar with such reverence. Most days, Cougar couldn't help but marvel at how lucky he was. It felt almost surreal to be allowed to wake up next to Jensen every morning, to see his face relaxed in sleep and trace looping patterns on his bare skin. No one but Cougar had that, and he still wasn't sure why he had been given the privilege. Whatever the reason, he made sure to make the most of it. He learned what made Jensen laugh, how to ground him when he got too intense, and just exactly where to kiss and touch to make Jensen moan in ecstasy. Cougar knew Jensen better than anyone because there was just no way he couldn't. Everything about Jensen fascinated him. He loved every inch of him. Horrible shirts, and poor taste in music included. Cougar told Jensen this as often as possible. Not always with words. He and Jensen rarely needed them, but with his actions and the looks they shared. Usually this was more than enough. They gravitated towards one another in a way that left no doubt about where they belonged. They aligned, like two pieces of a whole. So the day when Jensen actually asked, Cougar knew right away that something was wrong. "You love me, right?" Cougar looked up from the gun he was cleaning, surprised by Jensen's words. They were on a mission in Peru, Clay and Roque laying out plans in the next room, and Cougar couldn't for the life of him understand why Jensen asked. If Jensen had been smiling, Cougar wouldn't have worried. But the look on Jensen's face said it wasn't a joke. A small wrinkle of doubt had settled between his eyebrows, and Cougar felt a pang when he saw it. Why was Jensen suddenly doubting whether or not Cougar loved him? "Yes, of course," Cougar replied, keeping his voice calm, even if he desperately wanted to question why Jensen even had to ask. Had Cougar done something? Jensen sat motionless for a couple of seconds, not meeting Cougar's gaze, then nodded. He managed a brittle smile before turning back to his computer, but that was in no way a comfort. Something was wrong, and Cougar had no idea what. He usually knew everything there was to know about Jensen, but he hadn't seen this coming. A cold lump of dread settled in his stomach. The second time it happened, they were wrapped up in each other's arms, sheets twisted around them and moonlight streaming in through the window of their bedroom. "You love me, right?" Jensen whispered into the darkness, the words fragile in a way that made Cougar's breath catch. His hands stopped combing through Jensen's tousled hair, that same unsettling dread gnawing inside of him. "Yes, always." Cougar knew his words were a little hoarse, probably enough for Jensen to notice. What had Cougar done to make Jensen doubt him? While Cougar had the utmost respect for Jensen's privacy, This was one of the times when he felt that he couldn't simply brush it off and let the silence swallow them again. His fingertip wandered gently down Jensen's temple to the edge of his eyebrow, then further down his cheekbone. "Why do you ask?" Cougar kept his voice light, without accusation, but fear was beginning to gather in his chest. What had he done wrong? Jensen stiffened in his arms, if only for a split second, then forcibly relaxed again. "Nothing special," he replied. "Just making sure." Cougar heard the lie. Jensen never had learned how to lie to him properly, but couldn't bring himself to confront Jensen with it. He was too afraid. Jensen shouldn't have to make sure. Cougar tried to remember if he'd been negligent lately, but apart from that carefully whispered question, Jensen had seemed happy. He smiled just as brightly, talked just as loudly, and kissed with as much abandon as usual. In lack of a better solution, Cougar pulled Jensen closer, hoping that would lend weight to his words. "Te amo," he said. Jensen's hand wandered up along Cougar's side, familiar and confident, none of his previous uncertainty showing. "I love you too, Cougar." Jensen's tone said that there had to be a smile on his lips, but Cougar still couldn't swallow down the fear. Something was wrong. The third time it happened, Cougar took Jensen's face between his hands and kissed him as softly and tenderly as possible, whispering his love against Jensen's lips. After a couple of seconds, the tense line of Jensen's shoulder lowered, and his smile became genuine yet again, his blue eyes clear of doubts. Cougar, on the other hand, felt his desperation grow. The first clue to what was wrong came from Jensen himself, though Clay was technically the one to blame. They were on another mission, and Jensen had finished his preparations early. That, as usual, meant that he came to bother Cougar instead, who was studying a map of the compound they were about to hit, trying to pinpoint the best vantage points. Jensen was giving a lecture about stingrays, chin propped up on one hand while the other was spinning one of Cougar's bullets round and round on the tabletop. The chatter was comforting, even if Cougar had to admit that he made no real effort to remember the information. It was one thing to carefully catalog each nuance of Jensen's expressions, or his likes and dislikes, but another one entirely to try and keep up with all the information Jensen kept inside that beautiful mind of his. Cougar knew he was a lot of things, but he was nowhere near as clever as Jacob Jensen. When the door opened and Clay walked in, Cougar didn't bother to look up, at least not until Clay spoke. "Jensen." There was an unusual sharpness in Clay's voice, a hint of a reprimand that made no sense to Cougar. Jensen hadn't done anything. Well, lately. Cougar would know, since he kept track of every prank and bad idea that Jensen decided to put into action, if only so that he could bail him out when things inevitably got out of hand. To Cougar's surprise and worry, Jensen shut his mouth and looked guilty, of all things. Usually Clay's complaints rolled off him without making much of an impact, but this clearly wasn't one of those times. The look that passed between Jensen and Clay only seemed to confirm it. Jensen, averting his gaze almost immediately, "I need to double-check the comms equipment," Jensen mumbled, before pushing up from the table. He walked away without as much as a glance in Cougar's direction, leaving him bereft. Cougar looked at Clay, hoping he had some answers, but when the colonel's only response was a stern glare, Cougar kept quiet. He knew better than to question his CO, even if the dejected slump of Jensen's shoulders made Cougar's protective instincts rear their head. They only grew when Jensen clung to him two nights later, when the mission was over and they had returned home, finally able to sleep in their shared bed again. Jensen didn't ask him if he loved him that time, but Cougar knew that the only reason Jensen didn't was because Cougar told him preemptively. He whispered the words into Jensen's skin, interspersed with gentle kisses, hoping their impressions would remain long enough to hold Jensen's doubts at bay, at least until Cougar figured out what was wrong. He would get to the bottom of this. As the weeks passed, Jensen started behaving more and more out of character. He still smiled, but talked less. He kept his distance during missions, carefully tucked away in a corner with his computers. He often seemed to be making himself smaller, taking up less and less space until Cougar found that he wasn't even sure where Jensen was half the time. It was, quite frankly, terrifying. Jensen was slipping away from him, and Cougar didn't know why. Cougar got the feeling that Jensen was trying to disappear. But every time he asked if something was wrong, Jensen pretended not to know what he was talking about. The answer arrived, as painful revelations tended to do, with enough force to knock Cougar's breath out of his lungs. While the losers often kept to themselves, mostly due to their less than flattering reputation, it wasn't unheard of that they went out for drinks with other soldiers. Pooch in particular was in high demand, and Cougar kept in sporadic touch with some guys from his training days. It was nice to expand their limited bubble of social interaction every once in a while, if only to remind themselves that they did, in fact, live in the real world. It was on one of those nights that Cougar finally understood what had been bothering Jensen. Pooch, Cougar, and Jensen had been joined by two other soldiers stationed at the same base, both of which Cougar knew well enough to be able to relax in front of, if only slightly. It was when Jensen had walked over to the bar to get them the next round that things took a turn for the worse. "Man," Peter said, "I don't know how you guys do it, but I'm impressed." "Do what?" Pooch asked before finishing off his beer. "Put up with him," Peters nodded towards the bar where Jensen was chatting with the bartender, a wide, innocent smile on his lips. Cougar stiffened, tension seeping back into his spine. He ignored the worried glance Pooch shot him, feeling his hackles rise. Jensen had actually been unusually quiet that evening, as seemed to be his new habit. "Hey, no offense," Garcia cut in, perhaps aware enough of Cougar's body language to tell that Peters had just stumbled into dangerous territory. "He's just very intense, you know?" Cougar did know, but hearing someone say it, especially like that, set his teeth on edge. Peters and Garcia weren't supposed to know about the true depth of Cougar and Jensen's relationship, but everyone knew that they were friends. Cougar didn't like it when people insulted his friends. Peter snorted. "He never shuts up, and he's annoying as he's not that bad, once you get to know him," Pooch interrupted. He had to know where this would end if Peters didn't shut up. Cougar's grip around his beer bottle was tight enough to turn his knuckles white. "Yeah, but why would you want to?" Peters asked, frowning. Cougar sincerely hoped Peters had only had too much to drink. If not, Cougar wouldn't care if they court-martialed him. He would launch himself across the table and punch Peters in the face. Of course, Cougar knew that Jensen was far from perfect. He knew so better than anyone. But hearing someone insult him so plainly made Cougar's blood boil. There was nothing wrong with Jensen, and Cougar's life had changed for the better since he met him. "I mean," Peters continued, "what do you get out of being friends with someone like him, except a headache?" Pooch's hand shot out and grabbed Cougar's arm, no doubt trying to prevent him from knocking Peter's teeth out. A vicious snarl was building at the back of Cougar's throat, but before he had time to move, five beer bottles were placed on their table loudly enough to draw everyone's attention. "Not much, I imagine," Jensen replied as he sank back into his seat, a wide grin on his face. He didn't even have to ask who they were talking about. Cougar's heart clenched because he could tell the difference between Jensen joking and Jensen being painfully serious while trying to hide it behind carelessness, and this was the latter. The smile wasn't faked, but only because Jensen truly believed what he was saying. Jensen started handing out the bottles, bumping Cougar's shoulder when he nudged one closer to Cougar's lax hand. Cougar had been about to brace himself against the table and reach out for Peters, but now couldn't bring himself to move, the disbelief heavy and uncomfortable in his chest. "To be honest," Jensen carried on with a nonchalant shrug, "they're probably better off without me." Peters and Garcia laughed, clearly thinking Jensen was in on the joke, no hard feelings. But Cougar knew that wasn't it. Jensen agreed with them. He was being absolutely serious. When he laughed, it was at his own expense, yes, but not in a humorous way. He agreed with them. In that case, Peter said, still chuckling, you're lucky to have people willing to put up with you. Jensen grinned, as if those words weren't horribly insulting. I know. Cougar felt sick. Was this why Jensen kept asking Cougar if he loved him? He thought he was so unbearable that Cougar might stop loving him from one day to the next? Pooch had clearly picked up on the wrongness of Jensen's words, shooting Cougar a concerned look. But there wasn't much either of them could do right at the moment. Peters had already changed the subject, and Garcia easily joined it. Jensen, however, did not. Cougar was acutely aware of the fact that Jensen didn't say another word for the rest of the evening, even if he kept listening and smiling, behaving as if it was nothing out of the ordinary for him to suddenly become silent. Cougar could barely stand it. He didn't get a chance to confront Jensen about it that night, however, since as soon as they got back to the house, a tipsy Jensen crashed into bed and fell asleep almost instantly. Cougar sat down on the edge of the bed, fingers carefully combing through Jensen's spiky blonde tresses while listening to his calm, rhythmic breaths. Questions were burning inside of Cougar, and he couldn't push down the surge of worry and anger that Peter's words had caused. How did anyone even dare to insinuate that Jensen was a burden, that his quirks and habits were in any way offensive, that Cougar was the one who'd been handed the short end of the stick? On some days, the thought of Jensen was the only thing keeping Cougar sane. There were times when Cougar lost himself in the nightmares and memories, and only Jensen's soft, gentle touches could bring him back to reality. He needed Jensen just as much, if not more, than Jensen needed him. If anyone was a burden, it was Cougar. And to suggest that Cougar in any way felt obligated to stay with Jensen, or even that he thought it was a hardship, was simply ludicrous. He could barely even remember who he had been before meeting Jensen, but he knew for a fact that he hadn't liked that man very much. Jensen was, in so many ways, the center of Cougar's universe, and he wouldn't have it any other way. It seemed, however, that he had to convince Jensen of that, too. Cougar knew that Clay must have said something to Jensen to make him behave the way he did on missions, probably reprimanded him for distracting his teammates, Cougar in particular, the problem being, of course, that Clay was wrong. And while Cougar respected Clay as his superior officer, Jensen's needs and well-being would always take priority in Cougar's eyes. He would disobey orders for Jensen, and he definitely wouldn't hesitate to silently undermine Clay in a situation where he was trying to stifle Jensen's personality and general happiness. Cougar knew he had to be discreet about it, however. That would be safer, first of all, because Clay couldn't accuse Cougar of insubordination if he never outright said anything to defy him. It would also be more satisfying once Clay finally found out what Cougar was up to. To many, Jensen might seem like the one most likely to knowingly be a pain in the ass to his superior, but he was a saint compared to Cougar. Besides, as talkative as Jensen was, he wasn't overly fond of conflicts. Cougar had already asked him what was wrong time and time again, but Jensen obviously didn't want Cougar to know. So this was clearly one of those times when it was better to show Jensen what he meant, rather than attempt to rely on words. In all honesty, Cougar knew Clay wasn't intentionally trying to hurt Jensen. His main concern was, in all likelihood, the effectiveness of the team. But he went about it the wrong way. Jensen's talking was grounding, not distracting, and a miserable Jensen was more likely to make mistakes than a happy one. So Cougar did what he could to undo Clay's work. He started joining Jensen in his little corner during missions, not necessarily to talk, but to show that he didn't want there to be such a distance between them. Cougar simply sat next to him, touching him if he could, and let Jensen work, but made sure to listen attentively whenever Jensen did dare to speak. Since Cougar was the one seeking Jensen out at his station, Clay had no power. He wasn't stupid enough to ask Cougar to move. As for the rest, it was impossible for Cougar to stop people from saying hurtful things in Jensen's presence. Most were wise enough to do so only when Cougar wasn't around, but he could counteract their words with some of his own. He made sure to tell Jensen that he loved him, as often as possible, partly to save himself the agony of having Jensen ask him. Mostly, though, it was to see the shy, happy smile on Jensen's lips. Thankfully enough, he never seemed to doubt Cougar's sincerity, so whatever troubled him was, in all probability, a result of too much thinking and worrying on Jensen's part. He just needed reminders, that was all, and Cougar was more than happy to give them, if it made Jensen feel less insecure. Little by little, Jensen began to relax. He still held back on the more enthusiastic rants and spoke softer than usual, but he regained some of his confidence. Cougar hated that Jensen had lost it in the first place. By the time Clay realized what was going on, Jensen was more or less back to his usual self, at least outside missions, and whenever Clay tried to say something to impede Jensen's progress, Cougar shot him a murderous glare. It was surprisingly effective, probably because Clay didn't want the headache he'd get from trying to step between Cougar and Jensen. Cougar had killed men for less. All in all, the fix was relatively simple, even if it took weeks to accomplish. It was worth it, however, the day Jensen was able to smile without that heartbreaking hint of uncertainty and launch into an excited lecture about the moon landing. Cougar would never tire of listening to Jensen speak, simple as that. The knot of dread began to loosen. Cougar woke slowly, pulled from his sleep by gentle fingertips tracing the bridge of his nose. He kept his eyes closed while Jensen's fingers wandered on, down along his cheek, before following the curve of his jaw. "You are so beautiful." Cougar couldn't help the soft snort he let out, opening his eyes to look at Jensen. The blinds were barely keeping out the morning sun, bright lines of light slanting across Jensen's bare shoulder. Jensen hadn't even bothered to reach for his glasses, which made Cougar wonder just how reliable his observations were. "I mean it," Jensen insisted, his smile fond. He leaned in, rubbing his nose against Cougar's. "Thank you." Again, Cougar couldn't help snorting. "For being beautiful?" Jensen laughed, treading his fingers through Cougar's hair before his hand settled at the back of Cougar's neck. "No," he said. "For what you did. It took me a while to figure it out, but I know what you did." Cougar wasn't surprised, to be honest. While he knew Jensen better than anyone, there was little he managed or wanted to hide from Jensen in turn. He must have noticed the changes in Cougar's behavior, be they small. And it didn't take a genius to figure out why Cougar had done it. There was nothing he wouldn't do for Jensen, and showering him with attention wasn't exactly a hardship. "I love you," Jensen said, words whispered with warmth and reverence. Finally, Cougar felt the last remnants of dread slip away. "I love you too," he replied. Jensen leaned in and kissed him. The end.